नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavatam, third canto, 28th chapter, text number 19. Sitam Vajantam Asinam Shayanam Babuha Shayam Vishaniye Hitam Jaye Shudhavavena Chetasa Sitam standing. Vajantam, moving. Asinam, sitting. Dayana, lying down. Ba, or. Guha asaya, the Lord dwelling in the heart. Prakshaniya, beautiful. Ihitam, pastime. Jayet, he should visualize. Shuddhabhavena, pure. Chetasa, by the mind. Translation, thus always merged in devotional service, the yogi visualizes the Lord standing, moving, lying down, or sitting within him, for the pastimes of the Supreme Lord are always beautiful and attractive.
Sitam bhajantam asinam shayanam vahasayam prikshani hitam jayet chuddha bhavena chetas.
This is meditation. The hatha yogis, they meditate in their impersonal feature. But our meditation, Vaishnava, devotee's meditation, is very easy. For the hatha yogis, they have to select place, asana, then dharana asana. Asana is also one of the activities. But here, in Vaishnava philosophy, you are seeing the deities always, at least daily. So you have got some impression that our temple deity is like this. That impression is that you are sitting in one place without any activities, sitam, brajantam. While walking on the street also, you can think of it. There is no difficulty. Either you are sitting, or you are walking, or you are standing, anywhere, because the mind is there in Krishna's form. Therefore, Diti Vasi is so essential for the neophyte. He can have always the opportunity to think of the Supreme Lord by the impression of the Diti is in the mind. Sayanam, even in lying down, in talking. So this is our process, this is the perfect process. You don't require any artificial method to think of God. It is natural. If you simply come to the temple daily, chant in the front of the deity, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then you become advanced immediately.
Tamai mana Krishna Padaravinda, Vasansi Vaikuntha Gunanubhava. Now there are books. Either we chant, sit down in the deity room, in front of the deity, see how Arthrik is going on, how deity is nicely dressed with flower, ornaments. So if you constantly be engaged in thinking of the deity, that is first class meditation. Not artificially, going to. That is not possible. At the present moment, that, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to select a very solitary place and you have to sit down under a certain posture, looking half open eyes on the tip of the nose so that you may not sleep in the name of meditation. There are so many, and you have to follow brahmacharya. All these rules and regulations are there. Dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama, what is called? Pratyaha means you have to completely withdraw the senses from sense gratification. That is called pratyaha. Then there is samadhi. So this yoga system is recommended, but it is very, very difficult. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna explained this Hatha Yoga system, the 6th chapter to Arjuna, Arjuna was honest man. He flatly denied Krishna, these things cannot be that way. Because in those days, especially a person like Arjuna, why he should speak lies? This meditation is not possible. It was only possible in the Satya Yuga, when people were very peaceful, long duration of life, there was no artificial necessities of life, creatures of Bhagavad of Vishnu, at that time, to meditate upon Vishnu, and for years, just like Valmiki Muni, he practiced meditation for 60,000 of years, then he got perfection. At that time, people used to live for 100,000. So, this meditation is very difficult to execute at the present moment. That is the verdict from the Vedic literature. The meditation, it was possible in the Krite, the Satya Yoga. Satya Yoga continued for 12 lakhs of years. Then Tata Yoga, 8 lakhs of years. Now, Satya Yoga, 18 lakhs. Then Tata Yoga, 12 lakhs. Then Dapar Yoga, 8 lakhs. And Kali Yoga, 4 lakhs. Altogether, 43. Bhakti Yoga includes everything. So this process, this option process, if we, everyone alternately, they should learn how to work it, that will give the impression of the Lord within the heart. And then, either you are walking, or you are sitting, or you are lying, or you are eating, you are talking, you always think of Krishna. This is the first. It will be automatically done. Sitam brajantam asinam swayanam vaguhasa. Generally, the yogis, they try to find out the Vishnu Murti is in the core of the heart. But this is as good. When you are walking on the street, then you are thinking there will be no hindrance to your activities, but you can think of Krishna. Sabai Manav Krishna, just like Maharaj Amburish, he was emperor, he had many responsibilities, but he practiced how to think of Krishna always. Sabai Manav Krishna Padar. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Vatna. He engages your senses. So, this is practice. First of all, think of the deity. First of all, think of the lotus feet, then the knees, then the eyes, then the belly, then the chest. In this way, as you become practiced, then go further, advance. In this way, when you become fully practiced, then automatically, in whatever condition you are, you will be able to meditate upon Krishna. And that is the highest perfection of life. Satatam kintayantam maham. Satatam kintayantam maham. If you always think of Krishna, always chant, chanting is also meditation. As soon as you chant, immediately remember Krishna, his form, his name, his quality, his personality. Where is difficulty? See, Goswami is practicing. Krishna kirtana gana nattana paro prema mithamuni hi dhira dhira janapriyo priyakaro nimmasaro pujito sri chaitanya kripa bharo bhuvi bhuvo bhara mahantara bande rupa sanatana jagujugo sri jiva gopala. His six Goswamis, they are always engaged. Krishna kirtana. Loudly chant. The same process you have followed. Loudly chant, always. Be engaged in archana. Always there is a possibility of Krishna consciousness. The facilities are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us kirtaniya sadahari. Then prekhaniya. Prekhaniya, he is worth seeing. We are accustomed to see so many things. That is our bondage. Aknophalam. By the eyes, you see the deity, the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas, with tilak, with kanthi, with chanting beads, as soon as you see, practically you know, as soon as they see this Hare Krishna movement people, they also chant Hare Krishna, giving a chance to the other. The dress is also equipped. It is always equipped with Tila, Kanti, and Sikha, Sutra. Then as soon as a common man sees, oh, here is Hare Krishna, man. Hare Krishna, automatically, you give a chance to chant Hare Krishna. So, this is required. The police that says, they say, what is the necessity of this, that? No, this is necessary. You must always remain dressed like a Vaishnava. That is necessity. So, prakhaniya is very beautiful to see. Otherwise, how they become impressed. Immediately, they become so pious that they chant Hare Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna is not so easy. So many people come here, but when they are chanting, they do not chant. Because it is not easy. Jajjit bhagar nāvatubhaṁ. The Shastra says, ahvato sapachato upagaryāna jajjit bhagri nāvatubhaṁ. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, Jibhagre, with the tongue, even if he is born in a family of dog eaters, he is glorious. That is, he is glorious. The Jibhagre Ramakubham. So, we give this chance. As soon as he chants Hare Krishna, immediately he becomes glorious. Immediately he becomes glorious. Ahamato sapatu tabigariyan jajjibhādhina tīpus sapatte. That means in previous life he has already performed many sacrifices. Therefore he has got this qualification of chanting Hare Krishna. They are really Aryan, alien. He is chanting Hare Krishna. So, we should practice ourselves to chant Hare Krishna. Always, Kirtaniya Sadhari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends. Vinagati Sunitena, Tarodaki Sahishnana, Amanina Manatena, Kirtaniya Sadhari. Hare Ram is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One should practice all this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. So, prikhaniya hitam dhyayet, this is meditation. Shuddha bhavena, not artificial, but even if you do artificially, you will be purified by chanting. Artificially, if you do, that is the shastra, still the chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it will make you, because it is directly associating with God. That person is chanting, immediately there will be meditation. Shuddha bhavena cetasa. By consciousness, by the mind, by intelligence. This is the recommendation. The process of meditating on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within oneself, and the process of chanting the glories of pastimes of the Lord are the same. There is no difference. This is Paradvaya Jnana. No difference. Absolutely. Either you chant here, or you try to see within your heart the Supreme Lord, the same thing. The only difference is that hearing and fixing the mind on the first times of the Lord is easier than visualizing the form of the Lord within one's heart, because as soon as one begins to think of the Lord, especially in this age, the mind becomes disturbed. And due to so much agitation, the process of seeing the Lord within the mind is interrupted. Suppose the one is a big businessman. He's always thinking of his business. How to sell this, how to purchase this. His mind is absorbed with these things. So if he sits down to meditate upon the Lord, it is not the first. It will not be possible. His mind will be disturbed and he will think of his business standards. That is natural. But if you chant Hare Krishna loudly, you will be forced to hear Krishna, and that Krishna immediately comes into your mind by force. So it is better process than sit down and think of Krishna. When there is sound vibrated passing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, however, one is forced to hear, that hearing process enters into the mind and the practice of yoga is automatically performed. For example, even a child can hear and derive the benefit of meditating on the pastimes of the Lord simply, and that's like these children. They do not understand English, they do not understand language. But when they will be chanting, they will stand up and dance. So see how this process is. There is no question of language understanding, no question of being young or child. Anyone who hears the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, he will be enthused immediately. And that is natural. Unless he is covered with sinful activities, very much, he will be infused. Chetasapranamasana. But even if his power is sinful, after details, by chanting, immediately the process of cleansing begins. Sinnatam satata krishna punna samana kirtana. Simply by hearing and chanting he becomes pious. And the more he becomes pious, he understands what is God, what is Krishna. Without being pious, nobody can understand. Jishantu antagatama papam. Janānān punyakarmānān tīrandamahānīm. Shakti punyakarmā means jagat dhyāna tapasya. That is called punyakarmā, pious activities. So in this age, who is going to perform jagat when that capacity is not possible? And who has got money to give in charity? Everyone is poverty sick. Manda samanda matayu manda bhagya. Everyone is unfortunate. Everyone is ill. So how he can give in charity? Any country go, maybe in some special, otherwise we'll find poverty stricken men, hungry men, without any culture, without any education. They are majority. Manda bhagya. So, mandas mandamati. And mostly 10%. Why 10% men? They're manda, bad men. They all fear about their real necessities of life. Manda, sumandamanda. And if they are at all interested for progress of life, they will accept some so-called system. Sumandamata, it has no meaning, simply bluff. They will accept that. Manda sumandamata. Why? Manda bhagya. Unfortunate. Manda sumandamata, manda bhagya, upadvita. And always disturbed. This is the description of the man in this Kali Yuga. And beyond that, they are shortly. The duration of life is very short. Under these circumstances, the general process is impossible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Harirnama, 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 Shivalam, Kalo, Dasreva, Dasreva, Dasreva. So, this is the hearing includes applying the mind. In this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has recommended that one should always engage in chanting and hearing Bhagavad Gita. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Mudesh. Krishna also said, somebody questioned me, sir, where is chanting? Is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtantam maham yajantasya virabhrita. And they say, where is chanting? Here is chanting. Ma, satatam kirtan, ma, Krishna kirtan. Not this kirtan, that kirtan. They are imitated. No. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Savanam kirtanam means by the name of Vishnu. The Mahavadis have invented in Calcutta and in Bengal. They have invented Kali kirtan. Kali-kirtan. The Ramakrishna Mission. They have invented Kali-kirtan. Why Hari-kirtan? That was a party. As he say, because they are rival, he is Hare Krishna, they will say Kali, 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 like that. This is why. Kirtan does not mean any other demigod. Kirtan means Vishnu. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Clear is that. That is bogus, so-called Samis and Yogis, they cheat people, black people, by their own concoction. That is the difficulty. Even if you speak the right truth, they are unable to receive it because they have been deceived by so many rascals. So, kirtan means, Krishna says in the Bible, satatam kirtan tang ma, Krishna. He doesn't say that any kirtan is due. No. He doesn't say. Satatam kirtan tam maam jatam tasya dilabhata. So, everything is there. Stick to Hare Krishna Mahamantra and see the deity always and having Krishna and the deity when in whichever position you are, you'll be meditating and your life will be successful. Thank you. Thank you.